This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. We are learning all about cannabis on this program every single week. We talk to thought leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs. So we hope you listen every week to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. 3 years ago when I decided to take on the task of becoming educated, I really and truly didn't have a whole lot to go on. And it was just starting to, we were just starting to have the conversation about cannabis. And I didn't know, 5 years ago, I didn't know the difference between THC and CBD. They were just words to me. One meant nothing. And we as Americans are now walking into stores and seeing CBD everywhere. I was just out in California, and I was at the airport. And at the airport, they are selling in the convenience stores CBD products to help calm you down for the plane ride. We have just come so far, and it has been such an extraordinary time in our lives to really and truly embrace the distinctions between CBD and cannabis, the full plant. And there are many books along the way. One of the best books, though, is The Road to Ananda. It's a simple guide to the endocannabinoid system and CBD in your health. And Carl Germano is one of the authors. He's brilliant. The story is such an important story. And his book gets into the real science. The real science. That science is really critical. Critical for all of us to really understand what this is all about. And one of the things that I want very much for people to appreciate is that we think that there is no science. We think that this has just all happened this past year. Well, there is a lot of science. And the science is quite extensive in Israel. And Carl uses some of the Israeli studies. Israel has been such a powerful, powerful leader. And Spain as well. They have been leaders in the cannabis world and really looking at ways in which cannabis can help people in all facets of life. And we are so excited to be at this time in history. Now, is there an oversaturation? You bet. So, you know, how do you figure it out? How do you figure it all out? How do you know what brands? Well, it's going to take research on your part as consumers and all of us. And so it's really important that you understand the products and what the significance of these products and what they do for you and how they help and all of those good things. So Carl's book is broken down into different chapters, and it's really, I think, out of all the books out there, and I use this book a lot as a reference book because it really and truly gets into what we need to know about this incredible industry. And so again, it's such an exciting time. It's such an exciting time. But so you all understand that my mission that began 3.5 years ago is a mission of education, to become educated, to understand that once this farm bill was passed, which it was last December, that the Wild West was going to happen, and that we would go into airports and see CBD, that we would go into gas stations and see CBD, that we would walk into shoe stores. Shoe stores! I'm not kidding. One of the major brands is selling CBD products. One of the big designer shoe stores. So, I mean, how is that possible? How is that possible? So I'm so excited to be doing this show and to bring you cutting-edge information, such as our first guest today. And I have to say that this is really an extraordinary story. And I have to ask Dean, because Dean has been in this industry now for over 10 years. And my question to you, Dean, is how the heck did you get yourself into this so early on in the game? And Dean Picantis, how did you do that?
How you doing, Frankie? Long time. I think you and I were hit the airwaves about 2 years ago. John Iannuzzi put us together when you were at the Biz Talk Radio.
That's right. Oh, of course. So much has happened since then, Dean.
Yeah. To answer your question is you fight your fights and you pick your battles, and a lot of times, many times, history will tell you that you win the battles and the wars before they're fought. So we took a pharmaceutical approach from day one. We identified ourselves in 2010 as a pharmaceutical company, and in theory, that's how we approached the business model when we had nothing in hand except an application for a license with National Institutes of Health. And as pioneers in the space, we were probably the principal company involved in illuminating the value of CBD through the preclinical research that we did under that license with NIH for the government patent cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. So it goes way back from the formation of the company.
So, Carl, you and I both know that, and I was referring to Carl Germano's book, Road to Anata, which is a brilliant book, but you and I both know that this is still very confusing, that people still do not have any clue whatsoever how to dose, how to take product, when to take product. I spend quite a bit of time, because people know I do this show, answering questions for a lot of friends and a lot of people that call me, and I try to explain a little bit about you have to go slow, you have to, you know, tricate, there's so many nuances to this product, but we do know, and tell us about the science, we do know that for many people, this is really a very, very powerful and important product.
Well, it is. When you think about science and technology and what comes to market, typically when there's no federal restrictions or regulatory restrictions, markets move with better equilibrium. You go all the way back to aspirin as an analgesic and the bark of the willow tree. You can go to Taxol and the bark of the Pacific yew tree. But when you have regulatory constraints that started in the 70s under the Controlled Substance Act, money and markets and science tend to not find the crossroads or the vortex of issues that are important for bringing things forward. So for many, many years, cannabinoid therapeutics or CBD and like compounds were not being researched. Now, the tail is now wagging the dog, unfortunately, and if you look at the recent pronouncements in the FDA, it really comes off of the Epidiolex safety panel. As you know, Epidiolex is the drug to treat Lennox-Gastaut and Dravet syndrome, and it was approved for use in those indications, which is a GW pharmaceutical drug. Now, that has dose regulation processes to it. That has ethical pharmaceutical processes through the clinic for it, but yet there are still safety issues. Now, 5 years ago, when market participants started putting CBD products on the market, they weren't saying CBD can cause liver injury. They weren't saying CBD can affect the metabolism of other drugs.
Oh, we have so much to talk about with you. So much to talk about with you, Dean. Give us the best website. Give us all of the information. And stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Education Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. What's the best website?
www.cannalife.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Hi, everybody. It's Frankie Boyer with Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey, wishing all of you so much joy for 2020. May this year be a year that all of your dreams, wishes, hopes come true. Let's make it an absolutely awesome year, and we can do it together.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And this is a wonderful conversation because our guest today has been creating products and started from a different angle than most of us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. And so, Dean, welcome back. It is Dean Pikantis, and he is the CEO of CannaLife. And give us the website again, please.
It's CannaLife.com, CannaLife.com.
Okay. Dean, when you first began exploring this a decade ago, did people think in your family, I think I asked you this back then, did they think you were crazy? Did people want to, like, have you institutionalized? Seriously, did your family, did they say, have you lost it?
They quite didn't understand the angle that I was heading in, and I think a lot of the misconceptions between friends and family is that we were a marijuana company. And the irony of it is that we've never touched a plant, and we never produced a product like a CBD extract or tincture or product that you find now in the broad market. And that had been the great misconception. And trying to get them to understand what we were doing from a pharmaceutical perspective sounded like Chinese math.
So when you started to do this, and you've been involved in investment banking and capital markets for over 25 years. You must have seen something, though. You must have said, there's something here that I need to take further.
That's correct. And it started with a business partner, Tom Kikas, who did want to get into the area of medical marijuana from the perspective of having a formulary, having a farm, a production facility. And his mindset was fixed on that, but he wanted my involvement in a way that would bring my expertise to the table. And my attitude and answer to him was, I don't want to do that. And he said, why? And I said, because that marketplace is going to be a commodity-driven market. And for the starters, neither you or I are in any state. At that moment in time, there were only 16 states. Only one was legalized for recreational at the time, or heading in that direction. That was the state of Washington. But in 2010, none were recreational, 16 were medicinal, and I said, you don't have the competency to grow, you're not a botanist, you're not in a state that makes it accessible for you to follow your idea of a business plan. And he said, well, what's your idea? I said, well, what life has taught me some very valuable lessons, and one was when I was involved in a biotech company back in 1992 that was manufacturing what would be a generic form of Taxol, paclitaxel. And there were very few companies at that time had the competency of making that compound synthetically. It was originally from the bark of the Pacific yew tree, and it was a very potent anti-cancer analog that ultimately rested in the hands of Bristol Myers. So I had told Tom, the idea of medical marijuana is an oxymoron, because marijuana is not per se a medicine from the ethical pharmaceutical perspective. Neither is the bark of the willow tree for aspirin or the bark of the Pacific yew tree for Taxol. But what is in the plant has pharmaceutical potential. So the vision was, look into the plant and see if there are targets, compounds that have potential in use. And that's when I started the research in 2010. And then, we, you know, I took a license from NIH, and then we centered our preclinical approach on cannabidiol. And then from there, we made history.
And there was an article that Forbes did. It's called, "It's Time for CBD to Grow Up, If the FDA Will Let It." And you are obviously featured in this article. And you say, cannabis can be medicine, but you've got to bring it there. And can you explain and share a little bit about this? Because you know and I know, and the article goes on to say that there was a time when you needed a prescription to buy allergy medicine, Claritin, and now you can just buy it by the pallets at Costco.
Yeah, the difference here is, and it's an important distinction for your listeners, is that Claritin went into the market as a prescribed pharmaceutical, and ultimately, through years of review and safety, became an over-the-counter product. The FDA has a little bit more of a difficult problem with CBD in that to make CBD an over-the-counter product, it has to take its place through the clinic, which started with GW, but there's only one particular, two particular disease states. The long-term use has to be evaluated before product goes over the counter. Now, there are market participants out there that believe that everything you see in the market right now with CBD should remain intact and the FDA should dispense of a particular regulation called 201FF3, which is like the Deshaies rules that that describe how dietary supplements and such get to the marketplace. To avoid Deshaies, you would have to avoid the process that exists right now, which is something that goes through the clinic, cannot be an over-the-counter product until after, you know, potential review over a period of time. So technically, there's a violation of Deshaies that's ongoing in mass right now. And so to get back to the most important part of your question is, it would take literally years to get to the answers that you're looking for, because the wonderful thing about CBD is that it's polypharmaceutical in potential. So we see that in the clinic, it went for Lennox-Gastaut and Dravet for seizures, right? So let's put that on the right side and say that got approved, right? It got approved by the FDA, and there are some safety panel issues. We all get that. What else is it good for? And I think the marketplace, because the way it's been driven by Wall Street and its excesses and this coiled spring that existed from regulatory burdens, produced a marketplace that is a little irrational in that you're now selling something that hasn't been proven in the steps to take a preclinical to human clinical trial approach and say, by targeting, by measure, by dose response.
Yes, yes, yes.
We have to, safety.
Dean, we have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. This is a fascinating conversation from a very successful company called CannaLife. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. And they were featured on, I think you were featured on Dateline. We have a lot to talk about. You've been getting a lot of press. Cutting-edge information, breaking news, all kinds of things coming up right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking
on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. We're having an in-depth conversation today with a very successful company CEO Dean Petkanis, and he is chairman and CEO of Canna Life, Inc. They've been around for 10 years. They're a company that has gotten tremendous amount of press, and they're doing things right. As one of the leaders in this industry, Dean, are you feeling the pressures every day that your company is being looked at under the microscope?
It's actually the opposite now. I think for us, the tide's turned a little bit as a pharmaceutical company. We never intended to compete with the marketplace that exists right now that has about 28,000 participants in it, from growers to producers to dispensers to retailers. We always
28,000?
28,000.
20? Wow.
Yeah, that's not my number. That's the number that comes from Statista in a 2019 article survey that describes that there's about 28,000 participants in the marketplace among different segments. And, you know, for us originally, going back to from when we started, you talked about the confusion. Do people think you were crazy? Yeah. And then when it seemed like the regulatory burden of the Controlled Substance Act was meaningless to these 28,000, we were ignored because I guess it was easy money. You know, the staking claims in Gold Rush is easier than selling Levi's and shovels. We were set aside. We were ignored. And now, when you look at that, Illinois just passed a recreational bill, and they sold out their dispensers, but some of the top leading participants in that market, companies like Tilray or Aurora, Canopy, Kronos, who are big bleeders in that side of the space, their stocks didn't move. So off of the major decline in 2019, the one big bright news that came out of a big state like Illinois didn't even move these stocks off the bottom. So what is that marketplace really looking for? And now finally, I think they'll turn their attention to companies like ours. Whereas now you look at GW, GW stock also got hit, but it's maintained the integrity of its price in range of where it's traded historically, and well above its lows. So I think the market is starting to look at how cannabinoid therapeutics plays a role in ethical pharmaceuticals and the road to the clinic in that regard. And I think we should be rewarded for that this year.
We are still in the infancy stages of this industry, obviously. And the FDA, there's this dichotomy going on. On one hand, they're saying CBD is okay, and on the other hand, they're saying it's not okay. Be careful. They just sanctioned many companies, a lot of pet companies, but many companies. Where do you see this unfolding in the next year?
It's hard for me to speak on behalf of other companies that have the pocket to invest in the clinical approach. It's not easy to do that. There are steps you have to take, from preclinical observation to target. Remember, I spoke a little earlier about cannabidiol being polypharmaceutical and potential, but target speaks to disease. What makes it disease? How does your drug work? How does CBD work? CBD is polymorphic to targets. And even GW will tell you they don't know how their own drug works, but that it works. But that's not really good enough for the market. So kind of getting back to where I see it going, there are going to be market participants that take the plunge and say, we got to do what GW did. We have to do what Canna Life is doing. We have to do companies like Axsome Biotechnologies is doing. And that is take a clinical approach to this because we want to be first to market for a specific disease. And since CBD is a low barrier competitive entry, as, you know, is related to what I said before about natural products being non-patentable, coming into the marketplace and targeting a disease or taking orphan designation and going into rare disease states should be the business of the marketplace, especially those that have the ability to do that. And I suspect to some degree maybe Tilray is doing it. I don't know if Canopy or Aurora are doing it or Kronos is doing it. They may be dedicated to the consumer product market and hope that in certain markets, those markets will maintain, you know, some robust growth. But from the clinical side, the steps are very obvious. You have to go and prove out your potential in your target drug. And one of the major limitations of CBD, believe it or not, is the liver toxicity profile. So that's a barrier that somehow has to be overcome, because just because Epidiolex got in doesn't mean that for a lesser disease or another disease pathology that it's going to be easy to get through the clinic, because the side effect on the liver tox, the benefits outweigh the risks in the epileptic seizure profile. So the FDA let it in. But when you take any drug into the market through the FDA or the clinic, you have to avoid problems associated with the brain, psychotoxicity, or things that could cause damage to neuronal cells, things that could cause damage to the heart, things that could cause damage to the liver. Those are basically three stanchions of barriers that the FDA will look at, since CBD is targeted to CYP450, that chromosome, that liver chromosome. Just going in and saying, oh, I have a CBD drug for migraines, the FDA might say, get around that liver tox issue and maybe you'll get through the clinic. So there are other barriers there, but I would suspect the market will start to look at the clinical approach in 2020.
Do you think that you will be able to see in the marketplace in the next 5 years more products geared to very specific issues that will help people with sleep, with anxiety, with epilepsy, with many of the conditions that right now anecdotally and some evidence-based information proves that CBD can help with?
5 minimum, 10 maximum. 5 years, look, you're only looking at another 6 years before GW loses exclusivity on, if you just do a similar on Epidiolex in 2027, that market will be open for generic producers to come in and compete, right? That's a rare disease.
Right.
So you could knock that one off the side on the generic drug side of the equation. But for the other areas that you just spoke of, it may take a little bit longer because they would have to go through all three layers of clinical trial. If the dose response curve is similar to GW on safety, you could probably do a quick phase one and jump into a 2A trial very quickly and shorten the timeline for rare diseases. And now with the new right to try, it could come a little sooner, I would suspect. But 5 years, 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a lot of development in this space. I believe so.
And, Dean, I have to ask you while we have you here today, the money that's being made today from these little mom-and-pop stores and the way in which the industry is going, it seems to me that at some point it's going to have to flatten because of the competition, because of the confusion that is being, as I said earlier, to go to a shoe store and find CBD is a little startling.
Yeah, to say the least. I always like looking at history and big moves, booms. And there was a boom in the late 1800s, early 1900s, fostered by technology that took people out of a horse and buggy and put them into an automobile, and there were over 2,800 automobile manufacturers. By the end of the 1920s, there were only three, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great point. When we
consolidation, and more of it's going to be failure. Only because
we're going to be back in. I'm going to have you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our remaining moments with Dean Petkantis. He is the CEO and co-founder of Cannalife. And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer at Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and joining us, and we've had the pleasure of having Dean Pacantis. He's a corporate finance executive management professional with over 25 years of experience. And in 2010, he co-founded Canna Life Sciences, and for the past 10 years was principally responsible for the creation and execution of the company's business model, including the licensing of U.S. patent 6630507 from the National Institutes of Health for disease indications. And he is responsible for securing Series A financing for Canna Life. And we're so excited that you've been with us today. This has been quite an opportunity for us to talk with you. You were talking before we went to break about years ago about the automobile industry, and we had to cut you off to get to break, but if you want to continue that, please, that thought.
Oh, sure. Like I had mentioned, by the end of the 1920s, a crowded field of automotive manufacturers of over 2,800 were now down to three, and to your point, is what's going to happen is you're going to get, in this marketplace that you have right now, a lot of these companies are either going to get consolidated, they'll merge to try to prevent obsolescence, or they'll die on the vine. Price in commodity-driven markets tend to do that. And the big players out there will probably pick and choose who they want to acquire. It's a pure economics game at this point. But I always felt one of the damning aspects of the industry, not the product, but the competition cycle, is that this is like a cottage industry. It kind of reminds me of McDonald's trying to get into California and Carl's Jr. owning them, and In-N-Out Burger owning them. And Californians, by and large, embrace their own brand. And it happens in a lot of places. So there are some business models out there that think that they could take their brand and bring it into another locality or jurisdiction in Europe. But, jurisdictionally, if you land in Greece or Spain or Germany, there's always going to be a market producer that's already there on boots on the ground producing a product that's merely competitive. So, from that perspective, how does Tilray made its demands and its business plan bringing its brand to a different market? I think those are going to be challenges coming up in the next year or two for a lot of these market participants.
Yes, you're absolutely spot on.
What happened with Canopy and with Constellation. They saw the handwriting on the wall and they went in there real quick to protect their $4 billion investment.
Right.
So, that's that part of that industry. I think what differentiates us, is our clinical approach and that we created a new class of patented CBD-like compounds that preclinical studies shown are up to 200 times more potent, 10 times more bioavailable, 5 times safer, and 1,000 times more effective in the therapeutic index. than CBD, and that we believe these compounds will eventually be considered the CBD 2.0, the Google of that world. Whereas everybody uses Google as a search engine, but nobody uses Yahoo anymore. So I think that's the big differentiator for us and other companies that follow in tow to do what we're doing.
By the way, congratulations on the Dateline NBC segment. That was really quite brilliant.
Oh, we appreciate that. I was NBC just doing their due diligence, but what's more impressive about that episode is that I didn't kill anybody. Usually you get on Dateline, you've murdered somebody. So.
That's very funny. I want to go back to the beginning of the conversation. Will there be an opportunity for consumers to finally get an answer on how dosage works for the over-the-counter products that they're consuming? And because it's so tricky with the endocannabinoid system, because my depletion is not going to be the same as yours. You may not need any CBD in your life. You may have a totally wonderful, balanced endocannabinoid system. Will there be an opportunity at some point for science to help us navigate this huge, in my opinion, huge disconnect?
Yeah, there will be. I just don't think it's going to happen as quickly as you'd like it to. It requires capital expense of the companies, of the market participants, to run clinical studies, real clinical studies, not ad hoc, offhand, non-diaried, irrational endpoint models, but real clinical models for specific disorders. Now, what you're talking about is homeostasis and regulation of a system. And that system is a complex system. And that system largely is involved in regulation of receptors, targets, and certain disease pathologies that are reliant on that system's homeostasis. A lot of it has to do with regulation in CB2 receptor. So when you're talking about immune response and homeostasis is a general argument, as I get older, when you get older, you stop producing certain secreting enzymes in certain glands. As you get older, your body might need the replacement of certain things. I know people that are even in their 30s now going for testosterone therapy. So the thing is that whatever the body's lacking, it needs replacement. There may be a role for cannabidiol and other cannabinoids in the response to creating homeostasis in the endocannabinoid system. But that in itself is a huge study, because there could be multiple points of activity based on dose response, like you just said. How much is enough to deal with depletion? How much is enough to deal with excitation of immune response to foment a barrier against cancer cells?
Listen, we could just go on for another hour. This has just been so fabulous, Dean. Really, and congratulations on all the work that you have done in this world. And we didn't even get into the work that you did, cutting edge work, to help with the illegal monopoly of a drug for helping to prevent cancer. And you also very much involved in the sickle cell disease as well, and CannaLife is lucky to have you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Frankie. All the very best to you and your team.
Yes, and we will be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.